Blog Talk Radio.
Home Vision Radio, exposing you to the people, places, and organizations that will help you own your vision of success. Coming to you live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Feeding your mind so we can feed the change that we want to be. And now your host, Jason Warner.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, Valentine's Day, February 14th, and we are feeding the chain. Well, it's Tuesday, Valentine's Day. It's On The Vision Radio, and we're seeding the change we want to see, see right here in the world with the On The Vision Radio show. I'm excited to be here for our second episode talking to you about how we can see this change. Part of what we do on the Vision Foundation is not try to recreate the wheel. And when we started the foundation, what we wanted to do was look for solutions to what's going on in our community. Not why we're at the bottom of the totem pole, but why other communities were able to succeed. And they understood about feeding the change. We talk a lot about group economics. And, we don't break it down to the science of group economics. So what we decided to do was say, let's figure this out, not reinvent another nonprofit to just do the work, but figure out what was missing in our community. And it was the funding mechanism. So many of us will go out and do a GoFundMe for you. You have a business idea and you want people to support. So you put your GoFundMe, you'll put whatever type of growth product that there is, but it's just for you. We said, why can't we do it collectively? Why can't we see the change collectively? If John, if Sarah, if Zara, if Eric, they all have ideas, why can't we collect money together and give it to all of them? If the organizations that are doing the great work in our community need the assistance, why do we depend on everyone else to assist when we can do it? We're the only group in this world that talks about buying power. We talk so much about this $1.3 trillion in buying power. Guess what, folks? That means nothing. That means nothing. Because everybody else in this world talks about owning power. Ownership equals leverage. So if we can shift that buying power to owning power, we can start to see the change. We can start to see the change we want to see. So in the description, we talked about what would you do if I told you that we didn't have to wait for the change we wanted to see in our community? What if I told you we could fix the crisis in Flint, ourselves, tomorrow? What if we could create thousands, hundreds of thousands of new jobs by next year? Would you be ready for change? I know I would. And we can do it simply. We talked about, exposing you to opportunities. Now we're exposing you today to change. A good friend of mine, and we were live on Facebook Live this weekend, and we did a quick bite on the show. But we talked about how the ACLU raised $24 million in 72 hours for the Muslim ban. With 44 plus million black people in this country, all it would take, if it's a portion of us, to put up $5 and we can fix Flint. Not only could we fix Flint, because it costs about $55 million to do that right now, not only could we fix Flint, but we can hire contractors that look like us, that will have subcontractors that look like us to fix the problem. So not only do you fix the water crisis, but you provide jobs to the people in the community that are looking for not only some water relief, but some financial relief, teaching them a skill. Because I'll let you know, to fix pipes, it doesn't cost $55 million. But it's the contractors and the subcontractors and getting the machines. You know, material alone, it may cost $10, $15 million, $20 million at most. And the rest is for the labor and putting it in. Those are jobs. We can see that change. And that's what we're doing at the On the Vision Foundation through On the Vision Radio. We're seeding the change we want to see. But it's going to take you. Earlier this week, I posted and got a huge response on my Facebook talking about what would you do with $25,000 as an entrepreneur. Got a lot of feedback. Got a lot of inbox messages, folks talking about, what's the catch? What do I have to do? No one gives away free money. That's part of the mindset that we have to shift. We have to shift from skepticism and being ready to receive. Ready to receive. So let me tell you how this works. The On the Vision Foundation, we're launching the Give 12 project at the end of this month. We're starting in Atlanta and going to 11 other cities around the country. Those cities include Charlotte, New York, Dallas, Detroit, Oakland, L.A., Houston, Miami, St. Louis. I'm missing somewhere. Chicago. And we're seeding nonprofits. Oh, I forgot last one, sorry, D.C. We're seeding nonprofits, and we're seeding entrepreneurs. In each city, 9 nonprofit organizations will receive $100,000. 12 entrepreneurs will receive $25,000 each. Because our goal is to create this infrastructure and seed the change we want to see. We can't do it by waiting on people. And that's what I say we, because we own our vision of success. In each of these 12 cities, we need 12,000 people to donate $12 a month for the next 12 months. In each of those cities with those 9 nonprofits, 7 of them will be pre-selected by the organization. Two of the organizations will be chosen by you in the community. We want organizations that have been doing great work, and all we're doing is enhancing their great work with this $100,000 seed. So 7 of the organizations we choose, 2 of the organizations the community votes in and pushes to be chosen. With the entrepreneurs, those 12, you all are able to apply and pitch. But you don't pitch out of category. There's 3 different categories. If you have an idea, 4 of you will receive $25,000. You don't have to have an LLC, an S Corp. You just have to have an idea and to be able to articulate that. $25,000 each for 4 entrepreneurs in 12 of these cities. If you are a startup, 0 to 5 years, you will pitch with the startups in your city. You have your LLC, you have your S Corp, your partnership, whatever that is, but you're just starting. So you're not pitching with the people that just have an idea, and you're not pitching with the existing business. But you, in your category, 4 of you in each of these cities will receive $25,000. In existing businesses, 5 years or more, you will compete against each other and pitch your business. If you've been in business, existing or established business that has been in business for 5 years or more, you can also pitch to compete for $25,000 each. But we didn't stop because people asked about, well, where's the accountability? we're not just going to give you $25,000. We're going to give you $25,000 as well as a marketing coach, a consultant to walk alongside you for that first month to help you with marketing. No extra charge. It's a part of that $25,000 win. And you don't have to pay for it out of that $25,000. We're also going to get you a financial consultant and operations logistic consultant, because we don't want you just to survive. We want you to thrive with this money. And we're not going to stop there. So you have the marketing coach, the financial coach consultant, and the operational logistic coach consultant. But we're also going to partner you with the Black Bank. You know, you remember that Bank Black initiative was going on around last summer? Well, there's a method to that madness. For every dollar you deposit in a Black Bank, or any bank in particularly, they can lend 10. So now you have $25,000 in collateral that you can use toward that $250,000 credit line through that Black Bank, because we deposit all our money in Black banks across the country. The foundation will back your loan. So not only did you just win $25,000, now you have access to a $250,000 credit line, because we want you to win. We want you to be able to launch your business, expand your business, grow your business, and hire people in the community. We don't win unless we see this change. Unless we see this change. So we've seeded the entrepreneurs. Now these nonprofits, nine nonprofits, you can see what they're doing in a year's time. So, for example, you heard Phoenix Leadership Foundation last week. With their $100,000, they're going to expose minimally 1,000 people, young people, to careers, opportunities that they would not have seen. 1,000 young people minimally with your donation of $12 a month for the next 12 months. That's $144. With $12, you can get a month subscription to Netflix, or you can seed the next entrepreneur. You can get popcorn and a half a drink at the movies, or you can get that next young man who had made the wrong decision out of prison. With $12, you can buy a drink at the bar, or you can help 1,500 more people get ready for home ownership. It's about seeding the change. See, we've been so conditioned to waiting on someone, and it's not our fault. History shows that we've been the only people that had to depend on someone else because we were taken here, brought here in this country. But guess what? We don't have to do it anymore. We don't have to wait on the opportunity. All we have to do is seed it. Because guess what we talked about earlier? That $1.3 trillion of spending power. So with the spending power, now we can turn it to owning power. And it's just a shift. I heard an amazing statistic, and I talk about it a lot. But for every dollar we receive, less than 2 pennies goes back to Black businesses. Did you know if 10 cents went to Black businesses, we literally could create 1 million new jobs? That's it. That small. We can seed the change. We can seed the change, and it doesn't have to happen 50 years from now. You know, in the church, and my good friend Dr. Kenan Davis, who was on with me this weekend when we went live, he made a good analogy. In the church, they said, you know, just wait on your joy come in the morning, and waiting on your riches in heaven. We're the only group that talks about waiting on their riches in heaven. God even said you have dominion on earth as it is in heaven. So why not make the change when you have the authority and the power to? All we have to do is seed it. That's part of the reason we started the foundation, why we started the radio show, so we can seed our way into success. We don't have to wait. If you look at other communities, they do it. In many areas in Asian communities, if you're Asian, you can get a zero interest rate loan at an Asian bank because they're seeding the change. We have to do it. We can't wait. If we want a new grocery store, we can't wait on the bank to say, you know what, let's look at that credit worthiness. There's enough people in Atlanta alone to build grocery stores all over. So what are we waiting on, folks? I'm going to start right here and just tell you, visit www.ownthevision.com and get involved. At the end of next week, the Give 12 link will be up so you can see all the organizations we're seeding in the first city. You'll know when we're going to your next city. But you can get involved in seeding the change. You sow a seed at church, they say you're going to reap a harvest, right? You sow a seed right here. We're showing you exactly what's going to happen in the next 12 months. You see the organizations. You see exactly what they're going to do with it. And you see the opportunity for 12 entrepreneurs to grow, establish, or expand their business. In 12 months, that's more jobs. That's more people that can be homeowners. That's more people that have another option. That's more young people that can be diverted from a life of crime to a life of success. But we have to seed it. We can't wait. We can't continue to watch other groups win, and we're just waiting. No time to wait anymore. It's an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing opportunity. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Amari the Great's Pledge of Allegiance, since it is still Black History Month. It's Black History Year for us. But we're going to this Pledge of Allegiance to my people, Amari the Great, 18-year-old hip-hop phenom, does not curse. Shout out to Daryl Richardson, his dad. Amari the Great, give it to us.
One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. We're black in the very sweetest. What a concoction of greatness was grated out of this food. Created doctrines of hatred until we fight to break loose. Physically hanging, now our mentality is inside a noose. Black history books I read intrigued as I'm turning chapters. Of QEP and my spirit animals, my Black Panthers. Ride for my people, go against us and you press my buttons. On the front line at 17 with choppers, Bobby Hutton. I tell my people stand up when people looking down to us. Downtown ACL protesting, those cops were surrounding us. I look around and slowly appear this smile on my face. I'm just the omens for my people, cause I love my race. And we can't be replaced, never, cause we mean too much. Thoughts of freedom on them plantations like we dream too much. Appreciative of my Black elders, man, they seem too much. My generation's next, give them something to believe through us. One nation under the Most High. Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. You can stand up and raise your right fist up. Says you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Says you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance. Sometimes I feel like MLK in this. Society's biased. I'm not okay with this. With patience. Hard to stand by as they chillin', breaking us. They choose to give us people like our Oprahs and Harveys, but they refuse.
refuse to give us our Angela Davis and Garvey. Royalties in our core, naturally we are pure. All praise to Dr. Tavy, I praise Asada Shakur. Biopics on our people, they displaying it now. Showing that greatness, black and proud, the shame for singing it loud. I'm about making sure our people are respected. From Carver and his peanuts to CJ Walker's cosmetics. Remember movements like the SCLC, even the Freedom Riders. Now I'm on Phyllis Wheatley with it, cause I'm a Freedom Rider. So bad to be a part of a culture and even heritage. His richest mind, though they try, there's no use neglecting it. But thought I was the king, there's no need for me to be selling it. Who would've thought the power I possessed was in this melanin? One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is a song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. Growing up, I was intrigued by my color, and I appreciated it. Would never hate on my brother. Pro-black, not anti-white, is what my pops always said. I had a balance between being MLK and being Detroit Red. Looked up so many who for my freedom had let bloodshed, and prayed I'd be the next black hope before going to bed. No Black History Month, because it doesn't need titles. Don't need a month to acknowledge William Du Bois as my idol. It hurts me to see us blind, hurts me to see us suffer from a system that's in place by throwing shade at each other. When Martin had a dream at Huey, had to pump cock. When Malcolm was in that window, Nat Turner let blood drop. When Sandra had made that video, when Philando was registered, St. Mill was in that rec center, hunted down like a predator. Obama got in office, got elected right back. These are moments that let me remember there's power in black. One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. And definitely empowered. Temporarily exiled were my people. Long said to be outcasted and outlasted, nonetheless, they are my people. Surely no sequel, brought into a situation saying we not equal. Treated like dogs, but were whipped for barking. Finally we barked and barked until eventually that bark came with a bite. Symbolized the spark, but no longer, now it's a light golden. Pledge allegiance to us. One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. Yeah.
What's up, we're back. Amari the Great, thank you again for dropping that Pledge of Allegiance to my people. It's awesome. So, Lovebirds, for those that are going to listen on this record, happy Valentine's Day again. But we're talking about owning the vision of success by seeding our own success. Guys, we can't wait anymore. We can't depend on someone else to seed our success. I use this analogy a lot. If there is an abused man or a woman in a relationship, we never expect that man or woman who's being abused to wait on the abuser to fix the situation. We don't expect that person that's beating that person up to say, you know what, I'm sorry, honey, I've been whooping your behind for the past 10 years. Here's $20,000. Go get you an apartment, get some furniture, get your life together. No, we expect the person who's getting the abuse to say, I've had enough. I'm going to step out. I'm going to reach out to my friends or family to help me get out of that situation. Well, however they can do it. But we don't expect the abuser to say, I'm sorry, here, leave this situation. So in America, we can't expect a system that has mistreated, abused, destroyed our cities, our families, our homes, historically, has allowed for discrimination in bank practices, in housing practices. This is just last year. We can't expect a country that still considers us three-fifths of a human in the Constitution to say, you know, we're sorry. We're going to help you see this change. No. We have to seed it ourselves. We're not going to get the 40-acre and a mule. And it's okay. We're not going to get it. But what we can do is seed it ourselves. There's so many GoFundMes going out there for individuals. We decided to take the ego out of it, the selfishness out of it, and just seed so many people. City specific. So Atlanta, you're just seeding your folks. Chicago, you're just seeding your folks. Dallas, you're seeding your folks. Detroit, Houston, Chicago, D.C., Miami, you're seeding your folks. But guess what? Over the next year, we'll have seeded 108 nonprofits, $100,000 each. We will have seeded 144 entrepreneurs, $25,000 each, giving them the tools to expand from marketing, giving them the consultants to expand from finance, giving them the consultants to expand from operations and logistics, and partner them and back them for that $250,000 loan after we seeded them the $25,000 collateral in a year. And that's just with 12,000 people making the seed in our community. Folks, it's so easy. It's so easy. It's one drink at the bar. It's a popcorn and a small soda at the movies. It's not going out to lunch and say, you know what, I'm going to take this lunch. One time a month, not every day, one time a month, and we're going to create the change. We don't have to worry about, you know, we hear all the time that those celebrities need to come in and save us. Stop looking for a savior. We're seeding our change. We're the savior. LeBron makes a lot of money, but LeBron makes a lot of money, and he gives out a lot of money. We can't expect him to save the black race. We can't expect Shaq to save the black race, Cam Newton, all of these high-profile, highly paid individuals. But you can take $12 a month. Just like you go to the March of Dimes, just like you go to Susan G. Komen, just like you drop in the United Way. See the change for your community. You know, we get caught up a lot in the word minority or multicultural. And everything gets blended in, taking nothing away from anyone else. But for centuries, black people in America keep getting left behind. I personally want to help everyone, but I can't help everyone until I help myself first. And myself is this collective thing called blackness in America. I have to make sure we are right. You know, you look at Chicago, it's an equity issue. So the president just announced his secretary of education has been confirmed, and she believes in privatizing of public schools and charter programs. Well, hey, that's fine. We could take advantage of their own opportunity. If the schools are failing in our community, we can write curriculum. Because in other cultures, they educate their own students. We have to give more than just 28 days of black history. We have to educate people that Tulsa, Oklahoma wasn't the only Black Wall Street. And there were multiple Black Wall Streets around this country that were bombed. But we can see that change, because if they're saying that you can start these charter schools of choice and bring the FTE money or the dollars that follow the students, we'll bring them to the schools that we fund, and we hire the educators, and we educate our students so they can compete on the highest level. It makes no sense in the south side of Chicago that the kids can barely read. But in the north side of Chicago, they're preparing for Ivy Leagues. But it's the same school system. It's a lack of educational equity. But we can see the change, because we'll seed the money for that charter school. We'll seed the money for that grocery store around the school so they have healthier foods to eat going to school. We can seed the opportunities so mom and dad don't have to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet, but we can create industry in our communities that people that look like us can go work at. It's about seeding the change, seeding the opportunity. You know, if you look at history, and I love to study history, America was built off of stolen land and free labor. Guess what, folks? We can't go in a time machine and shift that and benefit off of the stolen land and free labor. We can't benefit off of how FHA started. And, you know, we were cut out getting those half-paid loans by the government, pre-handouts. We can't go back in time. We can't say, you know what? Well, they got that house in the 30s, and now that same house is worth $1.8 million, but we were redlined. We can't go back, but guess what? We conceded. I can go to Mr. and Mrs. Smith's house, and that developer was going to give them $80,000 for the house, but we collectively ceded the block. They talk about buying the block. We conceded. Take the for-profit part out of it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we rebuild their house from an $80,000 home to a $500,000 home. And because of the relationship with the black banks, we restructure their loans. Now they have a $80,000 note on a 2 to 3% 30-year fixed, but they have $400,000 worth of equity. Now you can hold your school boards accountable. You can hold your county and city government accountable, because the property value is there. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they don't have to take out a high interest rate student loan, but they can take out an equity credit line to put their child through school and be paying on that equity line throughout their 4 or 5 years that child is in school. By the time that child gets out of school, that bill is paid. Or they can use that money as collateral for that new business they want to start. But the community seeded that change. We did it. We didn't wait on anybody. We can't keep saying, when are they going to clean up our community? Why are they letting people litter in our community? Guess what? We can go pick it up. Last week, we had my good friend James J. Bailey on. And Jay had an awesome idea. He was walking with his wife. He lives near McNair High School. And he saw grass up chest high. Chest high on me. I'm 6'6". Ceiling tiles in the gym, all on the floor. Rusted gym equipment. Trash all over the school. This high school is a part of the county school system. We could have waited and gone to meetings and barked at the school board and how could you let this happen? But no. A group of us went out there, got the grass cut, got the stuff cleaned up, painted the lines in the parking lot, cleaned up the top ceiling tiles, replaced them. We didn't have to wait for anyone. It was a Saturday, and it was done. We want to see change. We seed it. We do it. When I take my family to go feed the hungry and homeless, we don't wait for somebody to say, why are these people hungry and homeless? We get up. We buy the bread. We buy the sandwich meat. We put the bags together, and we seed it. We do it. We don't wait. Folks, it's time to stop waiting. It's time to start winning. It's time to stop waiting and time to start winning. We can do it collectively as a group. We all can win. It makes no sense that it's 44 plus million of us and not one regional grocery store chain. It makes no sense it's 44 million of us and there's not one Fortune 500 company that's black owned and started. But we can change that by seeding that. Because think about this. I told you, America became the superpower it was off of stolen land and free labor. All these major corporations and institutions, they benefited from that free land and labor. Free land and that land we used for collateral to build our higher education institutions, your Harvards, your Yales. People were so shocked when First Lady Obama talked about the house she lived in was built by slaves. Yes. That's a part of this institution which is called America. We don't have the Fortune 500 companies because we didn't get this seed head start. But we can seed it. It's no more woe it is me. We're going to change our scenario in 2017. The shift that we will do by seeding change will be amazing. 108 nonprofits, over 12 cities, $100,000 each. 144 entrepreneurs in 12 cities, $25,000 each. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's with only 12,000 people seeding. So imagine what we do in 2018 when the folks say, you know what, we want to seed some more. We like this change. And of the 1.7 million black folks in Atlanta, they say we can do better than 12,000. And 50,000 people say they want to seed change. Just imagine what happens then. Just imagine the infrastructure we start to build, the young people we put through school, the people that we employ. We can have our heaven right here on earth. We don't have to worry about who's in power and what they did not do for us, because we can do for ourselves. And then when we talk about who's in political power, now we start to have some leverage like every other group in this country. One thing I talk about from before we started the Own the Vision Foundation was doing the research, studying the history, studying successful groups. Did you know that every group in this country economically segregates but socially integrates? They economically segregate, but socially integrate. We socially integrate and economically integrate. We have to shift that. We have to stop playing chess, and the game is checkers. So, folks, I'm excited to see change. I'm excited for us to win. We win collectively. No one wants to feel like, woe it is me. We don't have to. That's the trick. The trick is that we keep begging, oh, we keep needing. Listen, 12,000 people in your city, $12 a month. That's it. Give 12. Give 12 to see change, and we're going to see the change. We're going to see the change. 2017 receding, 2018 We're going to seed twice as many people, twice as many organizations. You start to see your grocery stores come up. You start to see black-owned businesses in black communities. You start to see your streets cleaned. You start to see your children educated with the true narratives. Don't think of what's going on in politics as a bad thing. Think of this as an opportunity to succeed. The blinders are off, folks. The blinders are off. Now we can win together. But we have to do it together. Dr. Claude Anderson always talks about in his book, Powernomics, how it has to be a collective shift. I'm not asking for everyone to do it. I'm just talking about 12,000 people in your city to seed the change. 12,000 people. Some folks have asked, well, where's the money going? Going to the organizations. We give the organizations the money in draws. It's not like here's your money and go with it. They complete a task, you get a portion of your money. You complete another task, you get another portion of your money. We're holding everyone accountable. Think of us as a united way for black people. We can see the change we want to see. It's Valentine's Day. I'm not going to hold you all night. Next week, we're going to have an amazing show with an amazing organization that are changing the lives of young people, doing an amazing job changing the lives of young people, getting young men out of prison, diverting them, getting their felonies erased. You guys don't want to miss next week's episode. I need you to follow us on social media, at On The Vision, Facebook On The Vision Foundation, www.onthevision.com. Look out for the Give 12 link that will be coming up next week. You'll see it. We have a lot of amazing things coming. I am super excited for us to start seeding our own success. This is Jason Warner. It's been On The Vision Radio. I'm so happy that you guys have listened in. If you're listening next week or going to listen to the follow-up, check us out every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can call in. You can ask questions. This has been On The Vision Radio, and we're going to go out with my boy, Amari the Great. We pledge allegiance to my people. See you next week. Peace.
One nation under the Most High, from segregation and rights being denied to liberation. This is our song cry for my melanated people. Put your hands in the sky. The blacker the berry, sweeter the juice. What a concoction of greatness was grated out of this food. Created doctrines of hatred until we fight to break loose. Physically hanging, now our mentality's inside a noose. Black history books I read intrigued as I'm turning chapters of QEP and my spirit animals, my Black Panthers. Ride for my people, go against us and you press my buttons. On the front line at 17 with choppers, Bobby Hutton. I tell my people stand up when people looking down to us. Downtown ACL protesting, those cops were surrounding us. I look around and slowly appeared a smile on my face. I'm just a young one for my people, cause I love my race. And we can't be replaced, never, cause we mean too much. Thoughts of freedom on them plantations like we dream too much. Appreciative of my black elders, man, they seem too much. My generation's next, give them something to believe through us. One nation under the Most High, segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry for my melanated people. Put your hands in the sky. You can stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. stand up. Says you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance. Sometimes I feel like MLK in this. Society's bias, I'm not okay with this. With patience, yeah. Hard to stand by us, they chillin', breaking us. They choose to give us people like our Oprahs and Harveys, but they refuse to give us our Angela Davis and Garveys. Royalties in our core, naturally we are pure. All praise to Dr. Sabi, I praise Asada Shakur. Biopics on our people, they displaying it now. Showing that greatness, black and proud, the shame for saying it loud. I'm about making sure our people are respected. From Carver and his peanuts to CJ Walker's cosmetics. Remember movements like the SCLC, even the Freedom Riders. Now I'm on Phyllis Wheatley with it, cause I'm a Freedom Rider. So bad to be a part of a culture and even heritage. His richest mind, though they try, there's no use neglecting it. But thought I was a king, there's no need for me to be sitting there. Who would have thought the power I possessed was in this melanin? God. One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is a song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. Growing up, I was intrigued by my color, and I appreciated it. Would never hate on my brother. Pro-black, not anti-white, is what my pops always said. I had a balance between being MLK and being Detroit Red. Lift up so many who for my freedom had let bloodshed, and prayed I'd be the next black hope before going to bed. No Black History Month, because it doesn't need titles. Don't need a month to acknowledge William Du Bois as my idol. It hurts me to see us blind, hurts me to see us suffer from a system that's in place by throwing shade at each other. When Martin had a dream at Huey, had to pump cock. When Malcolm was in that window, Nat Turner let blood drop. When Sandra had made that video, when Philando was registered, St. Mill was in that rec center, hunted down like a predator. Obama got in office, got elected right back. These are moments that let me remember this power in black. One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Said you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. And definitely empowered. Temporarily exiled were my people. Long said to be outcasted and outlasted. Nonetheless, they are my people. Surely no sequel. Brought into a situation saying we not equal. Treated like dogs, but we're whipped for barking. Finally, we barked and barked until eventually that bark came with a bite. Symbolized a spark, but no longer. Now it's a light golden. Pledge allegiance to us. One nation under the Most High. Segregation and rights being denied. Liberation, this is our song cry. For my melanated people, put your hands in the sky. Stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. Since you can stand up and raise your right fist up. We the birth of our own nation. Pledge allegiance to us. Yeah.